Emily Hartnett lives on Garvin Mesa with her chickens, goats, and cats. It's a rustic life that begins by dawn and ends late in the day. On Friday, one of her six goats, Alba, gave birth to two male kids. Instead of choosing the soft, protected place Emily had prepared for her, Alba opted instead to deliver next to an old tractor embedded in the dirt in the middle of the goat yard. When we arrived several hours afterward, Mama and Babes were still getting acquainted.
That noise that she's making is very specific. I mean, she only makes that noise for her babies. And like, that's how you can kind of tell if they're going to give birth soon, if they start making that noise.
But, that little...
Yep. That's the mama noise. I've read all these very interesting articles about the sounds that the babies make with their moms and the moms make with their babies. And that they have, like, accents. And that, like, a mom will remember her baby, even if they've been separated for, like, a year. Each, like, mom-baby pair, like, has these different accents.
The view from the farm is awesome, and the animals are beautiful. But Emily's small goat operation is demanding, and it costs money. This year it was tough to get the hay she wanted, and the price was high.
I like to have third cutting alfalfa that has the highest protein, and it's so expensive. Yeah, it's stressful. But I made it through. I bought a bunch, and I have enough, so I just had to do it. Hopefully this year it'll be cheaper again, back down to what it was. $5 for a bale. A bale's like 80 pounds, a standard size bale. And this year I got some hay for $8 or $9 a bale, so almost double what it usually is, and not as good quality. But just because it didn't rain, I think there's a lot of nutriment in the rain that's not in the irrigation water. The six for the winter, I went through between a bale a day and a bale in like three feedings in like a day and a half.
And although she was able to purchase local hay, Emily couldn't find the organic grain she wanted here.
I actually had to go to the San Luis Valley to get...
What kind of grain are you buying?
Wheat. I bought wheat. But I like to buy barley and triticale. Last year, you know, just not having a lot of water was stressful, but things seemed to survive. It seems like a pretty good spring coming.
Protected by the bulk of the tractor and trading occasional communications, the goats rested, the black and the fawn with their mother, who seemed finally to settle down after the rigors of giving birth. The wind whipped up the mesa, and Emily mused about how fast the kids progress.
2 or 3 days, they're just jumping off of everything. So crazy. That's great. Yeah, and there's neat to see them just when they're first born, they have this instinct to, like, nuzzle to find the teat to get to the milk they need to drink right away. And it's just so neat to see them just, like, just blindly kind of, like, budding her body with their, you know, like, with their front noses, and they're, like, budding on her neck, and no, and then they finally find it. And it's just neat that they have that instinct to get up and nurse as soon as possible.
For ICChangeAtTheAlmanac.org and KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.